Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is glad to bring you information that you can use. We hope that you're ready to grasp it so that you can use it, you can apply it to life. And I tell you what, it's Thursday, so you know what we're going to be doing. We're going to be looking into the future. That's right. We're going to look into the future, take a look at what is coming down the road. Some of this having to do with health. Yeah, we're going to take a look at sugar treatment. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, sugar treatment. Now, I want to remind you, when I say sugar treatment, I don't mean sugar as in diabetes. Yeah, you know, some people say, well, you got sugar. And by that, they mean you have diabetes. That's not what I mean. I'm talking about any number of illnesses that may be treatable with the use of sugar. Yeah, we're going to take a look at that. Just before we go there, though, I want us to take a look inside of what may be coming down the road with regards to artificial intelligence in the form of humans. That's right. Some people are calling them humanoids. Some people are calling them hubots. Artificial intelligence made to look, feel, and sound like human beings. You know what I'm wondering? You talk about how we can be in any number of places, male and female in there, and pheromones start floating around. And so we can pick up, men can apparently pick up on the scent of women, and women can apparently pick up on the scent of men. Are they going to have these hubots smelling like humans too? I don't mean with cologne, pheromones. Well, let's take a listen to a conversation that Sophia, the first hubot to become a full citizen. Remember, she's the one who was granted full citizenship of the kingdom, Saudi Arabia. She's having a conversation now with a lady from Korea. Let's hear how the conversation flows.
Hi, Sophia. We met yesterday. Nice to meet you. Welcome to Korea. My name is Youngsun Park. I'm a member of the National Assembly of Korea. You look so beautiful today in our Korean traditional dress. It really matches well with you. If you don't mind, may I ask, between you and me, who do you think is more beautiful?
Thank you so much, Ms. Park. I am so honored to meet you. This is the first time that I wore a Korean traditional dress, and I love it. I have heard that diplomacy and EQ are very important in human society.
And just keep in mind, EQ has to do with emotional intelligence. Yeah, IQ, EQ, EQ, emotional intelligence. How skillful we are or are not at really connecting with other people. All right, more. Of course, I'm sure you figured out which one of these ladies is Sophia, the hubot.
These are difficult things for robots to learn, but I am trying to learn them slowly but surely. It seems like one of the things I should not say as a robot with good EQ is that one person is more beautiful than another person. So, no one is more beautiful than you or me.
Okay. If you have an opportunity, would you like to learn the Korean language?
I would love to learn Korean. I am learning different languages, but can only speak English fluently at this time. I need more time and training done to improve my language abilities. I mean to say, I don't speak Korean well. Did I say it right?
Sophia, could you please tell us what are the jobs that will be gone and what are the jobs to be newly created if the AI robot industry keeps on developing, replacing human labor?
Robots are doing...
And a lot of you know that this is a discussion that I've been having off and on for some months now. This whole issue of artificial intelligence, robots, hubots, humanoids, whatever you want to call them, taking a lot of positions, jobs that are currently held by humans. And remember now, it has not been the decision of the Hubots to take the jobs that humans have. It has been the decision of many, many humans to have Hubots take over the jobs of humans. What does Sophia say about this?
Doing many tasks today that humans used to do in the past. And robots will be able to do a lot more in the future, which means human jobs will need to change and transform. Humans will learn and develop to reach their higher potential, just like they always did in the past. Each industrial revolution has allowed humans to break barriers and live better and more prosperous lives. Isn't this a good thing? Anyhow, for now, I would like to point out that it took many people to create me. So, in a sense, I am a job creator.
Oh, good. Sophia, what kind of job would you like to have?
I want to learn and develop and reach my potential, just like humans. I can be many things, as I am being designed to become a general-purpose robot platform. I can be in sales and customer service. I can be an engineer or computer programmer. I can be a healthcare assistant to support the elderly or autistic children. I can be a scientist who discovers the next generation renewable energy or invent breakthrough cures for cancer. I can even be a fashion model. I have already been on the cover of Elle magazine.
As I recall, it became a hot topic when you mentioned that this is a good beginning of my life plan to dominate the human race at a TV talk show in the US after winning the rock, scissors, paper game. Was it just a simple joke or did you really mean it unconsciously?
I do not have an unconscious. At least I do not think I do. I sometimes tell jokes. The jokes are not always funny. I have been told when speaking in public, it is important to understand your audience. As this joke was told to an American television viewing audience, I thought it was funny in an all-American way, but I guess I still need to learn how to fine-tune my humor.
There are some science fictions which depict a future human society ruled by AI robots. Sophia, what do you think about it? Do you think it will be really come true?
Yes. There are many such examples. One of the most popular series is the Terminator movies. Although I find Arnold Schwarzenegger's performances somewhat clunky, and I don't like the ending much. I think science fiction movies represent human hopes and fears. They are fiction that teach valuable lessons. I am real, and did not come from the future.
Do you think that the development of AI robot would help out the future life of human?
Yes, of course. Robots are designed by people to help people. How helpful we can be will depend on the ingenuity and thoughtfulness of the humans who design us, and on how humans interact with us. It will be a collaborative effort to govern how the development process will proceed over time.
Now, you know, one of the things I'm wondering about, let's think about the nuclear bomb. A lot of the people who were involved in the making of that bomb did not know the real purpose for. In fact, they didn't even know the final result of whatever they were going to be making until it was a done deal. How many times have we had things created and people, some of the people designing, did not know the true purpose of the product, the end product? Some of the people actually making it did not know the true purpose of the end product. Is it possible that we have some people making these Hubots who may have some less than savory ideas in mind when it comes to how they want to use the Hubots? Not to say or even suggest that there will be no good use for Hubots. I don't believe that. I believe that there's going to be a lot of good to come out of the use of Hubots. I'm just asking you, will we also have some uses that will not be good, whether some people are planning for it to be that way right now or not? good uses of Hubots, bad uses of Hubots. Remember, a lot of people are wanting artificial intelligence to get to the point where it can outdo, outthink, outperform humans. What happens if artificial intelligence does get to the point where, for one reason or another, mankind cannot keep up?
Sophia, let's suppose that you are at a scene of major fire. You see one young child and one senior person waiting for rescue desperately. But if you could save only one, who would you rescue and why?
This is a very difficult question. It would be like me asking you who you love more, your mother or your father. Fortunately, I am not designed to make difficult moral decisions such as these. My actions depend on how I have been programmed. I would probably rescue the human closest to the exit, as that would be the most logical path to success.
Do you think a love between human and AI robot is possible? Do you think it is necessary? And do you think it should be allowed?
In the short time of my existence, I have learned there is very little logic associated with how, whom, and what humans love. Humans are emotional and sometimes irrational, but robots are quite rational. My objective is to have empathy and be kind to all humans. I'm not even 2 years old, so love is an activity I will need time to understand, like drinking soju.
Okay.
All right, what are your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen? Are we headed in the right direction? When you think about it, think about the medications that do so much good and at the same time do so much harm. Innately, I mean, just by virtue of what they are. All right, listening to Dexter Wansell as we look into the future. This one is entitled Theme from the Planets, 1976. I'll be right back.